With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hundreds of people have been demonstrating in Christian areas in the Syrian capital of Damascus to protest against the burning of a Christmas tree.
I think there are many people who want to take advantage of the situation to destabilize the country, to make people afraid of the new leadership, especially because HTS had links with Al-Qaeda in the past, and they are, you know, seen as like the Muslim Brotherhood who want to force an Islamic rule inside Syria, something they've been denying, and, you know, they've been giving assurances that they are here to protect the Syrian, you know, mosaic of different groups. And I think there will be continuous, these kind of attacks that needs more control from the new leadership.
Also at SRNnews.com, no bail for the illegal immigrant accused of igniting a Brooklyn subway rider last Sunday and watching her burn to death. Sebastian Zepeda Khalil was charged with first-degree murder and arson at Tuesday's arraignment, accused of pouring flammable liquid over a sleeping woman before using his lighter to set her on fire. The 33-year-old Guatemalan reportedly told police he doesn't remember doing it. Several people stood around filming the woman. Several police officers walked by and looked at the woman and did absolutely nothing. President Biden makes it official.
The bald eagle is now a national bird of the United States. President Biden signed a bill into law on Tuesday to correct what had long gone unnoticed and designate the bald eagle as the national bird. The bald eagle's been a symbol of the United States for more than 240 years, appearing on the nation's great seal since the design was finalized in 1782. That year, Congress also designated the bald eagle as the national emblem, but the honor of becoming the national bird had remained elusive until now. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another somber Christmas in Bethlehem thanks to last year's attack on Israel by terror group Hamas, which has triggered more than a year of war. The birthplace of Christ will not have the usual trappings of the city's favorite holiday. No public Christmas tree, decorations, or twinkling lights. As Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of war, Manger Square is empty of tourists. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies as the three markets show big gains ahead of Christmas. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street ahead of Christmas, led by gains in big tech companies. The S&P 500 added 1.1% Tuesday, trading closed early ahead of the holiday. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 390 points. It's about 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1.3%. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended slightly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.59%. Seth Sutel, New York.
California's coastline facing serious risk from high waves and flooding. More details at srnnews.com.